The Spirit Lake Indians are no longer just the high school's nickname. They're prestigious motorcycles manufactured by Polaris Industries exclusively in Spirit Lake. The assembly line can turn out close to 60 per day. During the economic despair over the past 5 years, Polaris took over a shuttered factory, expanded it, and doubled its Iowa workforce.
I actually worked in a meat packing plant for 11 years, and so I know what hard work's all about.
Stacy Manitz handles Indians' iconic fenders and saddlebags.
And this is definitely a big improvement from where I came from, so I chose to stay here.
Polaris also builds electric and off-road vehicles, plus the more edgy line of Victory motorcycles. Operations Director Corey Knutson says they've just added a second shift for Victory in response to double-digit sales growth.
One thing that we're blessed with here in Northwest Iowa is a very, very strong workforce, right? Able to handle change and a large variety of things thrown at them.
Despite a major plant closing 3 years ago, payroll for manufacturing still beats the leisure, hospitality, and agriculture sectors in the Lakes community. Chamber of Commerce President Blaine Andera says Dickinson is one of the few rural Iowa counties expanding.
You know, the community of Spirit Lake has grown roughly 20% in the last census since the year 2000. So we're used to seeing growth, and that's one of the things that the city planners are continuing to look at with new housing developments and apartments and affordable housing and things like that.
To attract new workers, the Iowa Lakes Corridor Development Association is touting its fabled brands on social media and in advertising. The CEO is Kathy Evert.
Having an available skilled workforce is the biggest potential barrier for Polaris or any company to grow in Iowa right now. And so that's really our area of focus. And we think having the Polaris brands, including the Indian motorcycle, is a huge selling point.
Indians have been coming off the assembly line for only 6 months. Production goals are private, but the operations director says they could easily build more than 10,000 a year. And he confirms Polaris is chasing the biggest hog on the highway, Harley-Davidson.
Back to the glory days when Harley and Indian used to be really, really good competitors. And so it might take us a few years, but that's our plan. We plan to be a big competitor.
Indian has a long way to go to catch Harley. Even in Iowa, Indian has not one dealership, while Harley has a presence just down the highway from the Indian factory. Store manager John Abbey views the rivalry with respect.
It's a complimentary bike to Harley-Davidson's. We don't think that it's going to have a major effect on our sales, but we'll see. It's way too early to tell. But we wish them well from the standpoint of the economic benefit it can give us.
Indian's V-twin six-speed engines are made in Wisconsin. The engine cases come from LeClaire, Iowa. With more than 800 employees in Dickinson County, the latest Polaris investment is a $26 million painting facility now under construction. Perhaps no one is rooting for success more than Iowa's manufacturing sector. In Spirit Lake, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.